Simon Shin Tezayin. Tzeda Asur Mataras B'Shabbos is a malach on Shabbos of Tzod. One is not allowed to trap an animal or a bird on Shabbos. Sif Alf, a Tzod Tzipor Dror. Somebody who traps a Tzipor is a type of a bird that's a Dror that flies around and it's very independent, it's small, jumps around from corner to corner, it's hard to catch it. And if you trap it into a migdol shenitzaboy, that means like a bird cage, a small bird cage. The migdol means a tower literally because it was set up like a tower. And a tzibor dror, even though it slips away very easily, if you get into the migdol, it's taka trapped. The migdol is small enough that once you trapped it in the migdol and you close the door, it will not be able to escape from you anymore. When you open the door to get it out, you'll grab it and you'll get it. So if somebody traps a tzibor dror into this migdol, which is really trapped, so then he's chayv malach d'oraisa of tzad. If someone traps a different type of bird, or a tzvi, a deer, into a house, or to a beaver, is a larger enclosed area which they kept the animals, if it's as such that they are trapped, over there, he's chayiv. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here that it depends on the case. Because if it's a bird, it has to be that the windows are closed, or doors are closed, that there's a roof on top, and the windows closed. As opposed to by tzvi, by deer, as long as the door is closed, it does not make a difference if the windows are open or closed, it does not make a difference if there's a roof, if it's covered on top, because the deer is not jumping over the walls. Birds that can fly out, the only way they can stay trapped if the windows are closed and there's a roof on top. So the klal over here is that anything that's trapped, you trapped it in a way that now it's caught and it can't get away from you, so you're chayiv for it. The tzibor dror, it's only if it's in the migdol. And that's a migdol with the windows closed, etc. As opposed to other types of birds, or a tzvi, there could be a house or a beaver, this large enclosed area, but by the birds, it has to be all windows are closed and there's a roof on top. And by a tzvi, a deer, or other animals, the windows or the roof don't make a difference. The main thing is that the doors are closed. And for this one, it's chayiv b'deraisa for the malacha of tzad and Shabbos. So the mechabim ein nitzaboy, if the such has not trapped in it, then it's potter of aser. It's potter from the malacha deraisa of tzad, but still aser b'derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here in this mechaber is that you have a big house or a small house. If it's a small house, that once the animal or the bird isn't there, and you close the door and you come inside, and with one leap you could grab it, so that's considered nitzaboy, but it's considered a trap for real, and you chayiv for the malacha deraisa. As opposed to if one leap will not be enough to catch it, you'll leap for it, then you'll pause, catch your breath, and make another leap in the same direction, different direction. So then it's not considered it's really trapped. It's aser, potar will aser rabbanan, to close the door on such a house when the animal's inside, because on some level you're trapping it, but it's not really trapped. And besides the fact that the person who closed the door is not chayim loch derais, it's only rabbanan, there'll be not enough coming up, then now somebody who goes around the house and taka traps it for real and grabs it, he'll be chayim loch derais for tzad. That's the real tzad that's going on now, since it wasn't really derais that properly trapped beforehand. Mishnah Berurah discusses somebody who takes a fish from the yam, catches it, puts in a bucket of water, he's chayiv. Now it's trapped. You have in a small bucket of water, it's tzad, it's trapped. As opposed to if you pulled it out of the yam and you threw it in, or chased it into a swimming pool or something to that effect, a brechas mayim, that's not tzedek. Even the pool, if you go around all different directions, you don't really have it trapped. Similarly, someone traps a lion, he's not chayiv. Also, it's not considered tzedek raisa until he has it completely in a lion's cage. But if it's not in a proper lion's cage, it's not considered trapped. So every animal is different, and you have to know based on the animal, based on the bird, what it takes to have tzeder ice on it. The Mishnah Berurah discusses if it's in the winter and you want to close the door to the house or some other tzar, and now you have this animal, this bird that came into the house, and by closing the door, maybe now you're trapping it, so you're stuck, you can't close the door even though it's cold. So he brings in the chayyadim that if your kavana is just to save yourself from the cold, not really trying to trap the bird at all, so it depends that if it's something that's only tzeder rabbanan, for whatever reason, tzeder rabbanan, whether because it's not fully trapped in the house is big, and you'd have to do more than one leap to catch it. So, or for another reason, any other reason, drabanan. So then, since it's not trying to trap, it's trying to close the door or close the window, whatever it is, because it's cold, it's fine. It's a creation of drabanan, these circumstances, you can make them. Mash egen, if it's an animal or circumstance, that you have the raiso, so then you cannot close the door or the window, even though it's not your kavana, so it's a creation of malacha raiso, it'll be awesome. The bir halacha, he clears a shaila, if somebody chases a bird into the house, but there's a different door, at a different window that's open. Are you over on Issa Drabbanan? Or since there's some door or some window that's open, you didn't do anything. It's not even Drabbanan. When the door is closed, then it's either Deraisa or Drabbanan, depending if now it's a such, you can catch it with one leap or not. But if there's a door, open window, maybe it's not do anything at all. And maybe it's Mutan Lagami. Or then he backs off and says, is still an Issa Drabbanan, is still Mutan Tzedo, is Issa Drabbanan Tzedo, and the Bialach leaves this without a clear psach.